long ride for Miriam. The rabbit kits I found yesterday while weeding before tilling were fully furred but motherless. Not that she wasn't around. I saw her carelessly gallivanting by the rain garden, casually nibbling wild violets and clover that liberate our backyard. When I uncovered her shallow fur-lined nest, the kits were huddled together, soft gray petals of an unexpected flower. They eyed me unblinkingly, their tiny bunny brains uncertain what to make of this terrible goddess. When they did not move at my intrusion, I turned the sprinkler on, and they toddled off. But we're back today, five of them, in their condemned tenement. Safety in the wiggly mandala of kinship, lacking strategies for finding any better place. Sighing, I brought a white plastic pail, lifted them inside, and took them for a ride, down the hill, across the street, and down again to the watershed near the pond. Startling a pheasant up from its nest, I let them go next to a grassy mound. It is mid-May. The days are mild.